Welcome back to Out of Limits on Radio Valencia. That was Beep Beep Love by Grupo Sportivo. We heard Honeymoon on a Rocket Ship by Elsie Smith. Shubadoo by Peter Thomas Sound Orchestra. Buffering Memories by Jim Henson. The Draft Dodger Rag by the Mitchell Trio. We heard some Hanoi Hannah. Best Things in Life by Dreamliners. Beyond the Blue Horizon by the Ames Brothers. Suburban Homeboy by Sparks. On this episode, which is space and war themed, and this is La Machine à Rêver by X-Ray Pop. If you have a song suggestion, please give it to me. Give it to me now. I don't have anything prepared, so.
Au langage immature.
Sue Storm on Out of Limits. That was Strange World by La Luce. Freaking Out by Death. Venus as a Boy by Bjork. La Machine à Rêver by X-Ray Pop. And this is Supersonic Rocket Ship by The Kinks. And you're listening to Out of Limits on Radio Valencia. Oh, someone's angry.
Let me take you on a little trip. My supersonic ship's at your disposal if you feel so inclined. Well, alright. We're gonna travel faster than light, so drop your overcoat tight and we'll go anywhere you want to decide. Well, alright. Nobody has to be helped, nobody needs to be out of sight.
Oh, out of sight, come on.
Nobody's gonna travel second class, there'll be equality and no suppression of minorities.
light's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with parking cars. For a little while, I love to watch things on TV. Harry, Mark, and John. Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday through Thursday with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love, satellite of love.
Hello. Welcome back to Out of Limits on Radio Valencia. That was Satellite of Love by Lou Reed. Theme for the Unknown by Davy Allen and the Arrows. Get on the Moon, Baby by Julian. Supersonic Rocket Ship by the Kinks. And this is Fantastic Voyage 2017 Remaster by David Bowie.
In the event that this fantastic boy should turn to erosion, and we never get old, remember it's true. Dignity is valuable, but our lives are valuable. And I don't want to live with somebody's depression. We'll get by, I suppose.
It's a very modern world,
but nobody's perfect.
It's a moving world,
but that's no reason.
Shoot some of those missiles. Think of us as fatherless scum. It won't be forgotten. Goods will never say anything.
Yeah.
make you listen in this criminal world. Remember, it's true, a loyalty is valuable, but our lives are valuable. Somebody's depression, and I don't want to live with somebody's depression. We'll get by, I suppose.
But any sudden movement,
I've got to write it down.
They wipe out an entire race,
and I've got to write it down.
But I'm still getting educated, but I've got to write it down, and it won't be forgotten, 'cause I'll never say
looking up one day, enjoying the view across the way. Some big bright lights came flying by, a lot of whirling doodads in the sky. It's just imagination, but I saw them just the same.
Just imagination, but we saw them just the same.
Now this sounds strange to you, I know, but take my word that it's really so. And as I looked up into the air, there were flying saucers everywhere. It's just imagination, but I saw them just the same.
Just imagination, but we saw them just the same.
Oh, here they come. Oh, there they go. It's those doggone saucers again.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real. That was the Clatters recording Too Real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam. Would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Duck back in the alley.
Thank you. And now the thing, gentlemen, there.
What I'm gonna do is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar. What would you do, sir?
Would you take a walk down the lonely street?
Thank you. We return you now.
This is Brian, your outer space disc jockey, with a request.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
That was the Pelicans' Outer Space recording Earth. I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Fentingmold of the British Institute. And the professor is approaching a saucer to see if there is possibly any sign of life aboard.
Well, I'm sure something. Are you there?
I hear you now.
That was Lapping Lewis's record, Knocking.
This is Don Cameron Cameron on the spot. And now I believe we're about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
Bam, bam, loo, ma, blah, bam, boom.
And now, here are the bowl scores.
4-3, 6-2, and 8-1.
The impact of seeing the first spaceman has this reporter reeling.
Here I go.
One aspect of this.
I'm gonna send myself an invitation. Say hello to the video life. myself on the action replay. Hope I get there right on time. Action, got to do it pretty soon. For fear of aerial warfare, right here in your room. Switch on, start negotiations. Off, baby, baby, I love you so.
Take on spectacular reality. Come with us into the great Boeing space area, where you'll thrill to a simulated flight through outer space. See Mars, Jupiter, and Venus flash by in glowing color. Travel through amazing three-dimensional galaxies.
The people are, we'd better fly away. Then they shook their little green antennas, scratched their purple hair, said this planet is an awful menace. Let's go back to where we came from. Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
No, no.
It's too peculiar here, headed for the stratosphere, and quickly flew away.
Now they took a look in Mebbets Field in Brooklyn when the Dodgers played a baseball game.
Hey!
Heard all the screaming.
we must be dreaming, cause this planet is insane.
During their mission, heard a politician making speeches as they traveled by.
Gabble, gabble, gabble. But they departed faster than they started, cause the hot air blew them sky high.
Two little men in a flying saucer flew down to Earth one day. Listened to a radio, saw a television show, and said, let's fly away. They got their fill of commercial jingles, and they were heard to say, all the people seem to be living in a nursery, we'd better fly away. Traveled all around, and once they'd seen us, said, let's head for space. We were better off on Mars and Venus. Goodness, what a place to live in. Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
No, no.
Crossed a crowded thoroughfare,
saw the hats the women wear,
and quickly flew away. One look and then they flew away.
Once the Cheerios kids spent time on an island, the kind that makes tourists rave. The natives did too, but what did they say? Yo, tidal wave! The palms will be swamped or island destroyed. Boink! With a coconut. Oh ho, said the kid, you just made me think of Cheerios. He'll get pow pow power from those power O's. Cheerios, with the one perfect shape for perfect crisp toasting all round and all through. You enjoy all the goodness of power oats. Toasted oat goodness with wonderful nourishment. Yes, this power breakfast gives you power protein plus energy vitamin B1 for go power.
He got pow pow power.
There he goes.
If you know your oats, you too will go.
Space girls are as cold as ice. Kiss you once and kiss you twice. Shiver, shake, and then the blue.
Realized that I hadn't
told you a space fact. And I just looked one up. Apparently, there's a massive dust cloud at the center of the Milky Way called Sagittarius B2, and it contains a lot of ethyl formate, that so it makes the Milky Way smell like rum and taste like raspberries, because ethyl formate smells like rum and tastes like raspberries. Unfortunately, most planets do not have such a nice scent. I've heard before, most planets smell like fish and pee in some combination. Let's see, what does Saturn smell like? Oh, some of them smell like cyanide or like bitter almonds. What does Saturn smell? Saturn smells like rotten eggs and ammonia. So, that's my favorite planet. Ammonia, which smells like dirty socks, ammonia smells like old pee to me. And phosphine, which smells like garlic and decaying fish. That's awesome. So, don't go to Saturn, in case that you were planning to. This is Flying Saucer Safari.
To be money, big system. Most of the mathematically derived music on this record was produced as a byproduct of scientific research in communications. One aspect of this work involves programming computers to simulate all types of sounds. In closing, we asked our electronic maestro to play a few.
Switch, let's go. Destination Moon.
Came out of the crowd and timidly tugged at my sleeve.
I love you, I love you,
said the little blue man.
I love you, I love you to bits. I love you.
He loved me, said the little blue man, and scared me right out of my wits. I hurried back to my apartment. I rushed in and I closed the door. But there on the desk stood the little blue man, who started to tell me once more.
I love you, I love you,
said the little blue man.
I love you, I love you too.
Said the little blue man, and scared me right out of my wits. 4 weeks after that I was haunted, though no one could see him but me. Right by my side was the little blue man, wherever I happened to be.
I love you.
In wild desperation, I rushed to a rooftop in town, and over the side pushed the little blue man, who sang to me all the way down.
I love you, I love you,
said the little blue man.
I love you, I love you too.
I whispered, thank goodness that's over. I smiled as I hurried outside. But
the distance to the farthest star is known to be immense, and yet I make a wishin' cause my wish is so intense. The light years go by like the pickets on a picket fence in the space opera. The aliens attack us and they push the ship off course. I grab a coil of wire and the front shoe of a horse. Two bottle caps, a magnet, and we've got a wall of force in the space opera. The galaxy menaced by monsters who drive through us invincibly. And only one man has the answer. The man who can save us is me. Because of radiation at my birth I was a sport, a speeded up mutation of the finer, cleaner sort. I wasn't really born, they poured me out of a retort in the space opera. In the space opera. In the space.
Thank you.
forgot to tell you all the songs last time, so I have to speed run it because I have 3 minutes. This is Lizard Long Tongue Boy. Sorry, I spoiled it. There you go now. By Bridget St. John. Space Opera by Sheldon Allman is what we heard before. Protostar by Steve Moore. Little Blue Man by Betty Johnson. Moon River by Danny Williams. Destination Moon by the Ames Brothers. Fantastic Cat by Takako Minakawa. The Voice of the IBM Computer. I Love You Ono by Stereo Total. The Call by Bobby Christian. Flying Saucer Safari by Suburban Lawns. Skymen by Jeff Goddard. Space Girl Blues by Devo. Cheerios. Two Little Men in a... What is it? Two Little Men in a Flying Saucer by Ella Fitzgerald. Boeing Spacarium by Attilio Mino. Video Life by Chris Spedding. The Flying Saucer Part 1 iPod Edit by Dickie Goodman. Flying Saucer Boogie by Eddie Cletro. Fantastic Voyage by David Bowie. What's playing next? Fly Me to the Moon, the Tony Bennett edition on Radio Valencia. See you next week.
Poets often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and rhyme to make a poem sing. With music and words I've been playing. For you I have written a song. To be sure that you'll know what I'm saying, I'll translate as I go along.